to the sports show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program. We call him the Sultan. He's the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game. We found out last week it was in the same quarter. That record will never be broken. Two safeties in the same quarter in the same game. Oh, my gosh. He's also the all-pro defensive end. Played with the New York Giants, Los Angeles Rams, now back to the Los Angeles Rams. I think he's suiting up this year. And he's also one of the great superstars of all time. I'll tell a story in a second. I'm talking about the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You are a superstar.
May I just say a story? Right. Paul Stern's here joining us by pressing the buttons. Neighbor Paul will be on later in the show.
There's Paul through the window.
Yeah, we went to a restaurant to dine, and as soon as we walked in, we're meeting a gentleman very high up in the broadcast media chain, and it was that gentleman, Fred, and myself. And as soon as we walked in, first off, in the parking lot, before I could even park the car, strange people are like waving and nodding at you, Fred Dreyer, because they recognize you. Football is back in Los Angeles. They see you. They've seen you on Crisis, that was on television with Sharon Stone this last season, just a few months ago on TNT. They saw you, or rather on Agent X and Crisis last year. So then we walk into the restaurant and some guy just runs up to you who's the maitre d'. He says, Fred, you're one of the greatest stars of all time, and I used to do licensing for the studios, and I have to tell you, Stephen Cannell's best series ever was Hunter. And then he starts talking to you, and before we could even talk, I actually took the gentleman we were meeting with and went off to the side and have a conversation with him, because everybody was talking to you, Fred Dreyer. You are one of the icons of American folklore and sports lore.
Well, thank you. Is there a response that you're looking for here?
No, just wanted to get that. I want our audience to know what happens. And thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week here on the show. It was good talking to you, Fred.
It was really nice speaking with the audience.
Great, good.
You filibustered that whole segment.
I did.
Now, when I get back,
Ted Cruz Horn.
Yeah, when I get back, I want to talk about broadcaster what? Joe Garagiola.
Oh, sad.
He's one of my heroes, and he was an all timer, and he passed away here at age 90. He's been sick for a long time, so we want to talk a little bit about him when we come back.
All right, that's straight ahead here. Don't forget you can tweet Fred Dreyer. You can follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Fred_Dreyer is his handle. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. You can email him, Fred Dreyer, again, D-R-Y-E-R, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. It is the sports show.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit, Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Aches? Pains? Looking for a solution to silence arthritis? Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream is the answer. Use it for arthritis pain, strains, sprains, bruises, and more. Don't let your achy joints and muscles slow you down. Make you feel like you again. Give Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream a try today. Beat the pain.
Available in stores nationwide.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. and GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome back to the sports show where I hear crunching and things breaking. I'm Michael Horn along with the star of our program, Fred Dreyer. You stretch a lot, Fred. That's one of the secrets to your longevity in the sports and acting profession. You get into a room and if somebody's got like a table or something, I've seen you at museums, at Art Astor's classic radio museum, at one of his antique tables, actually bend over and stretch your gluteus maximus muscles. While putting pressure on the table. I've seen you do it here in the studio, and I just heard a big crack while you were stretching.
It was my back.
It was your back? I thought it was the chair.
Yeah, yeah. I wait till I'm in public before I stretch.
You do?
Well, actually, I used to go home and go up with the cats and lay on the floor and do my stretching because that's my workout area.
You and your two cats would do that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The two cats that you had there, they were Cody and... And who was the other one? Mommy Cat, right?
That's right.
Yeah, Cody and Mommy
Cat. And they would be up in their box, and I would come running in, and I'd throw myself on the floor and start stretching. And wouldn't you know, they hopped down and stretched alongside of me.
Cats love to stretch, but didn't you discover that Cody, or was it Mommy Cat, that had paper clips underneath the couch?
Well, Mommy, she was the pack rat.
She was the pack rat.
Yeah, yeah.
That was
what really kind of made me have a stern talk with her.
Was?
Because, yes.
What happened?
Because I told her, I said, this is a bill that we need to turn the lights on.
It was the electric
bill.
So
you have to understand, you can't be doing this.
So she took it. Where did she hide the place?
Well, she put it in her house, and she sat on it.
This was the tree house, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're a good, you have a tree house.
They were living like Wayne Newton up there in my workout room.
Even Paul Stern, who has a cat, doesn't do that for his cat. There's not a tree. You've got a tree house.
When Paul dries up, they take off.
Yeah. And so it was laying on the
Cody. So I'm laying on the, I'm stretching like I always do.
Yep.
And there they come. Boom. Right down on the floor. And they're right next to me. And
who stretched better? The cats? Cody?
Cody's a good stretcher.
Yeah.
He lay down there and he would stretch. He looked like, you ever seen a jackrabbit when it's laid out? It's about 4 feet long.
What do you mean by when it's, when it's laid out?
When you have a jackrabbit.
Yeah.
You know, because they hop along,
yeah.
And you know, you don't really get to see the length of them.
You're right.
But then when you put them down on the floor and you kind of pull their ears and their feet out, these suckers are like 4 feet long.
I didn't pull their feet out or anything, but I saw one once in the middle of Highway 80 in Utah, and it was quite a stretch there.
I shot a jackrabbit out of the window.
No, come on. In your house?
In the Borrego Desert
when
I was in college.
Didn't you feel bad after that?
Me and Greg Campbell went out there in his Mercedes.
So you were a hunter, a huntsman.
And we were zooming down the road, and I said, give me that gun. So I was just shooting out the window at anything. And you know how when you go by...
You could have been in Compton for that, doing that.
Exactly. You know how when you drive real fast down a kind of like a country road...
No, but...
You flush out whatever's sitting there, hidden in the weeds on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here comes these jackrabbits. So I just threw a couple of shots out there, and I hit one. So I said, stop, Greg. So he pulls over, and I get out, and I run back about 50 yards, and I'm looking for him. And sure enough, there he is. He's dead as a doornail.
Wow.
And I got up next to him. I took a look at him. This rabbit was loaded with gnats and mosquitoes and bugs. When I walked up to it, they all flushed. These things are so loaded with parasites.
So you didn't eat the animal that you killed?
Of course, yeah. I stripped it right there.
Well,
I skinned it and I ate it.
Come on. And when I used to watch the Westerns, that's one of the things why the Indians would get upset with the white man, is that because he would just kill something and then leave it there. And so there you are in this modern day, probably getting some of the Indians
upset with you. Well, we weren't there on the barter system. You know, we didn't steal the pelts, take the pelts off the rabbits.
That's what the white
and
man
then
did.
Go into town to get a room.
That is know? What they did. And now anyway. The Indians are getting even with us because they've got all the casinos and they're taking
here
the
we
money
go.
Back.
Here we go.
From the white man.
Yeah, here we go.
Or any of the gamblers that are there. It's like it's a good way. Good
Paul
way.
Just fell off his chair.
Paul's just shouting at that. I don't know what he's he has a microphone, but he keeps shouting.
Hey, on to more yeah, important please. Things, Paul.
Yes.
Put a hat on in there and relax just for a second. We'll call you when we need you.
Take a nap for you. Yeah. We've got sad news here. The
long
passing
time,
this week of Joe Garagiola.
Longtime iconic Major League Baseball broadcaster Joe Garagiola dies at age 90. Former Major League Baseball player, the voice of NBC's Game of the Week and the Arizona Diamondbacks' first color commentator. Did
yeah,
you know
he
that?
Was with the Diamondbacks for a long time. Yeah, great, yeah. And that must have been a great play-by-play.
He passed away at 90 after a long illness, so Joe's not feeling very well for a long period of time. He's best known probably for being a boyhood friend of Yogi Berra, and began his Major League career as a catcher for the St. Louis Cardinals in 1946.
So he played with DeRocher then, didn't he? Played
yeah,
with
of course,
Stan
the Gas
Man
House
Mugel.
Guys.
Come on, he's with Stan
Mugel. Oh, come on. These guys
the
had to hold
it. Gas Boys.
And
that
was there,
great
he was there
time.
To record all the great stories. Otherwise, you'd never hear these great stories. But 1946 was the year I was born, so that's almost 70 years ago.
Wow.
Known more for his trademark wit than his hitting prowess.
Yeah, he wasn't a really great hitter. He used to laugh about that, but
Garagiola
talked to the batters.
Turned to broadcasting after his playing days were over.
Remember he did all the World Series when we were youngsters?
Yep, he did the World Series coverage from 74 to 88. And I think Vin Scully.
Vinny
was in the 74 World Series with the Oakland Raiders and the Dodgers. Oakland Athletics and the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And also in 88. Was his last year. That was, of course, the big the Dodger win. Gibson's home run against the Oakland A's. But he
so that was that last year that he was in doing the World
yeah,
Series?
Yeah, he did World Series coverage from 74 to 88.
Was he with Jack Buck? Because Jack Buck
yes,
called that thing.
Yes, very good.
I don't believe what I just saw.
Kurt Gowdy and Tony Kubek were the guys who were on the Sunday Game of the Week, and he was terrific with them.
Yep.
He was inducted into Baseball Hall of Fame in 91.
And, he'll be missed. What a great statesman for the game, because he had a great wit and humor, and I missed him in all these years. As a matter of fact, it would have been a pleasure to have like the sports package where you see the games from Outer Markets just to listen to Joe Garagiola. He's one of the classic great sports broadcasters.
He had an interesting, laconic way of broadcasting and calling a game, and he did the TV games on NBC on the weekends, and I remember he announced kind of like, oh, there's a hard ground ball to shortstop to second base and on to no. Gee whiz, that's got to hurt, Ben. I'm telling you, you don't stumble over first base like that and not have it affect you. Let's just hope it doesn't affect him the rest of the game. He would talk like that.
Yeah, he would, because you'd be watching. And see, and I think he was also, he did sports on the Today Show for many years, too.
Yeah, he was great. He had a great personality. People loved him. That's what was great. You can tell when people are successful, and especially in the public eye, when people rally around him and they all like him. He was at different planes. He was a player, and he was a commentator, and he was a host on the morning show for NBC. NBC loved him. They hired him for all of his life almost. But he's a great guy. He'll be missed.
He wouldn't have riled up the Indian nation like you, Paleface, did when you didn't eat the mosquito and varmint-ridden rabbit that you shot.
I just shoot him.
That's not good.
You know, I just shoot
you
him.
You don't do that anymore, do you? Don't answer the question.
No.
Let's just
well, I don't.
I'm glad.
I don't.
You paused
I,
too
I don't.
Long there.
I don't. I mean, listen, it was a shot.
Letters.
It was a one-in-a-million shot. And I got him clean. He didn't suffer, but he
Did
was loaded
him?
With flies and rats and pesticides.
He wasn't
and I said,
with
"You
rats.
Know something? Now that I yes, he was." And I said,
and
"I pesticides? Said to my friend Greg, I said, hey, Greg, how did you do? Did you get him?'" I said, "Oh yeah, I got him."
Did you see pesticides?
And I said, "Yeah." I said, "Come over here and take a look at this guy." He went, "Holy, what's this guy been doing?"
That's terrible.
And I said, "Well, it's a good thing I put him out of his misery because nobody could live with that many parasites on him."
I never hunted, but as a youngster, I had a kitty cat, Calico. And neighborhood cats would come after Calico before she was, fixed, I think they call it. And I used to try to scare the cats out of the yard. And one day, there was a cat sitting there in the garage, and I was just upset that it was in Calico's space in the garage. I said, "Get out of here." And the cat took off across the street, and immediately got hit by a car tire. And I felt really, really, really bad. It still ran away. I don't know if it just got nicked on the side.
We're going to break now. Why would you leave that image with our audience?
Because I'm trying to cheer them up from you shooting at a point-blank range a rabbit.
I put that rabbit out of
my story above you.
That rabbit
should
have been shot. That cat, you murdered that cat.
It walked away. It just got grazed, but it made me very upset.
Yeah.
Wow. I once drove an old 60 Ford station wagon on Highway 80, and my dad kept saying, slow down, because there was a buzzard eating something on the roadway, and I just kept flying down, and the buzzard just clipped the top of the car.
Yeah, well, guess what? I killed a horse, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you all about that one.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. Also, there is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
This is Larry Elder with a tip to improve your life. Start breathing cleaner air. Pollutants in the air you breathe in your home can cause illness, allergy attacks, breathing problems, and more. Plus, if you have a child, aging adult, or an asthma sufferer in your home, you need the Silent Air Cleaner. We spend over 7 hours a day in our bedrooms, so why not breathe really pure air? Get the Silent Night Air Cleaner today. Get rid of pollen, dust, dust mites, pet dander, mold, spores, and more. Make the air in your home ultra pure with the Silent Night Air Cleaner's new Zeppa filtration system. It is clean air and it's quiet. The Silent Night Air Cleaner. Call now and get your unit today. Call 855-855-4455. That's 855-855-4455. Call right now. 855-855-4455. Take care of the people you love. Take care of yourself. Get the Silent Night Air Cleaner. 855-855-4455.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items, plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our Express Lunch Buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The Sports Show, weekend edition. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in the same quarter in the same game. The all-pro defensive end, played for the Giants and the Los Angeles Rams. And the acting legend, Lance Zen, Hunter, Crisis, Agent X, you name it, the great Fred Dreyer.
Raider owner, Mark Davis.
Oh boy, he's in the news, yeah.
He's contemplating a move.
Yep.
If they can't get something together up there in Oakland, which I've always said that they would, because I think the league wants them to stay in Oakland, and they would do. I think they would go an extra $100 million to make Mark feel comfortable that he could get a real good stadium built there in Oakland, but While that isn't a guarantee, Mark is applying the pressure to everybody by waving around his ability to move the team.
Now, if San Diego does not decide to come to Los Angeles, then Mark has a chance to come to Los Angeles if he wants to. Is that correct?
Yeah, he could.
If San Diego says no, but San Diego said they want to do it.
Yeah,
but
I don't think. Any team that comes in here with Stan Kroenke is going to want to have participation, not so much be a lease holder.
Exactly.
I don't want to rent a room for you. I want to invest in the apartment building.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to do that. So Mark Davis could go to Las Vegas.
Or San Diego.
The San Diego thing only works. They're not going to put two teams in San Diego.
You don't think San Diego's going to come to L.A.? You don't think that's going to happen?
I think San Diego will eventually get something done there,
San Diego. I think so, too.
I mean, if it doesn't, then it doesn't. But Mark Davis is looking at Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And, I think about all that. You know, it's there was never, ever. I mean, when players used to go, when I was playing, when players would go to Las Vegas, you know, teams found out about it, they'd say, well, what are you going to Vegas for? You gamble and stuff? I said, well, no. I said, well, are you gambling? You know, I mean, players would go there, and they'd go into Caesars, the sports book, and there's a block,
That's
a whole
tough.
Wall
You're
of
right.
stuff up there, and say, hey, I know that Oakland-Pittsburgh game. I can make a couple of grand on this game right now because I know a couple of things here.
Yep.
You know, so they would always encourage people not to do that. Well, today, it doesn't work that way. They're even thinking about putting a team in there.
So here's the thing. He could go to Vegas. What about St. Louis? Is it anybody talking
about
that?
Oh, no, but that's death.
Why do you say that?
That's completely.
We've got a lot of good listeners in St. Louis. Why do you say that?
No, we love St. Louis, yes. But come on. You know, the town is weary. There's no support. And if there was a great stadium and the Rams chose to stay, I'm sure the team would be supported appropriately. But there's just – that's a dead trail. Nobody wants to go back into that graveyard. That team – that city has spit out two franchises.
Well, but they're very – you know, I talked to somebody in St. Louis, a broadcaster, and he said, you know, we're through with the Rams because Kroenke said a bunch of things that we didn't like, and so now it's onward and upward. So they're looking for a team there. I'm just throwing it out.
Yeah, well, that's not going to – believe me.
Now, what about basketball news? The Lakers here – this is the guards Nick Young and Jordan Clarkson.
Have we moved on? We've moved on.
I don't know. Have we? Are you through with the – you have anything else? Any NFL news? Anything else to report? You got Johnny Manziel. You love to talk about Johnny Manziel.
I don't like Johnny Manziel. But I will say this, that the league is looking into his the pounding of his girlfriend.
Yeah, they're having their lead investigator, Lisa Friel.
Lisa Friel is going to get to the bottom of this. Why? Because she's a woman.
Yeah, she's going to investigate this on Johnny Manziel. Yeah, he really has been stupid in his career.
He's completely
on to basketball.
No, he's finished. Yeah, let's go now.
Okay, so now is it okay now to go?
Yeah, right,
let's move on to the turn the clock.
Before I leave football,
don't turn it yet. One more football note.
You know, the Houston Texans signed Denver quarterback Brock Osweiler.
Yeah.
To a head-spinning 4 years, $72 million, $37 million guaranteed, and they never met the guy.
Wow.
So they never met you, have they?
No, and they just signed the guy without even meeting. This is what's wrong with major sports today is they don't check
these players out. That's a Johnny Manziel. That's a Johnny Manziel thing.
Yes.
This guy could be an alcoholic, and they don't know it.
Well, you're in
cold weather, having a scotch at halftime doesn't hurt you.
Brock Osweiler, 4 years, $72 million, $37 million guaranteed. He was 4 seasons in Denver, started a total of 7 games. I don't know. What's Denver doing this year? Now their backup is gone.
Yeah.
Is it something?
Well, they're also trying to figure out the National Football League. They're also trying to figure out Jeff Miller. Statements by Jeff Miller consistent with our position over the years. A lot of the research is still in its infancy. We're trying to find out ways to accelerate that. And here's what they're talking about. They admitted last week that CTE is chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Yep.
is directly associated with football.
Yeah.
But they don't know how to connect it, right?
Yeah.
So they're granting you, okay, yeah, I'll accept the conversation. But because before, they didn't even want to acknowledge the premise of the conversation.
Right.
So that was a big step they made for whatever reasons. But now that they're into the conversation, they're pretending that, although that might be true, here's what's more preposterous. We don't really know how to articulate specifically how that is true, which is stupid. You know, well, it's called, well, let's see, brain injury caused by head contact,
maybe
concussion,
traumatic
maybe,
encephalopathy.
Maybe that has contact helmet to helmet has
yes.
something to do with it.
Just
but
like
anyway,
they're
still jerking around here, and it's disgraceful because there's a lot of people's health and futures at stake.
You're right
about that.
Upcoming programming note, HBO's documentary, Hard Knocks, is going to give all of the viewers, the fans, an inside look at an established team facing a critical transition period. They're going to be looking at the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, what's going to happen there, you think?
There's going to be Hard Knocks training camp with the Rams.
Oh, boy.
This guy that I talked to in St. Louis is like, they won a Super Bowl there, and then it's been years, since 16 years. It's like, come on. They're saying, come on. 22 years since the Rams left L.A. This is going to be an interesting football year. I'm excited about it.
Are you?
Now, basketball-wise, here's these youngsters on the Lakers, this Nick Young and this Jordan Clarkson.
Yeah.
A Sunday night incident here last week in Hollywood. A woman said she and her mother were harassed by these players, and they're saying it's a miscommunication. They are addressing this incident for the first time, and the situation, they said, was a miscommunication between both sides. Clarkson says, we don't want to go into further detail about who's right and who's wrong in that situation, but at the end of the day,
well, by all
it
means,
was a miscommunication.
Not, yeah.
Weren't there pictures and somebody posted yeah. stuff up there?
Yeah, they were in a Jeep, and they rolled up against next to these two girls. One happened to be a mother, and the other one happened to be the daughter. And they made some sexual slurs towards these two women. The two women took a photograph of them and Instagrammed it, and people outed these guys as Lakers.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And so what you wind up getting is suddenly they got caught.
Yeah.
And suddenly now
there's a back penalty.
These two women are lying, and there's just a miscommunication.
Well, here's their story.
Well, there's not a miscommunication yeah. when two guys start yelling sexual stuff at you.
Alexis Jones told ESPN, she was interviewed this last week, I think on Monday, she said she and her 68-year-old mother stopped their vehicle at a Hollywood intersection when a Jeep with four men pulled alongside them. And according to Alexis Jones, the men inside the Jeep began making vulgar sexual gestures toward her mother. Alexis Jones took pictures of the men with her phone,
yep.
posted them on Instagram, where commentators and commenters identify them as the Laker guards Nick Young and Jordan Clarkson.
Right.
So they're in a heap of trouble here, I would think.
Well,
social media again gets you in trouble.
What are they doing after the game on Hollywood Boulevard? I think isn't Nick Young married?
I don't know. Our good friend, I like John Black with the Lakers, and he's right in the middle of this thing. He says, we've looked into for the Lakers statement. He said, we've looked into the situation, spoken to Alexis Jones as well as to Nick Young and Jordan Clarkson. He said, based on these conversations, our conclusion is that there are different interpretations of what happened.
Of course.
We support Nick and Jordan, believe they what they told us about the incidents and their actions. We also are supportive of Alexis and her feelings about what happened and about women's rights and the fine work Alexis is doing with her organization.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, they got somebody with an organization there, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like the OJ situation.
Yeah,
just a difference of opinion about what happened.
Here's the deal. You got to be careful on everything you do because social media is out there. So they could have, these guys from the Lakers could say they were clowning around, but when the picture snapped, it certainly does not warrant your backup story.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What were they celebrating, a victory, when they decided
they did win?
To
they
hit
actually won.
Sunset
they
Boulevard.
They won 107-100 win over the Grizzlies, Memphis Grizzlies. They
were celebrating. You and I could have beat the Grizzlies that night. They have nobody that showed up. And
really?
I think you too, Paul.
So the three of us could
Paul's
have
nodding.
It?
Listen, look at Paul.
And Terry
nodding.
Bates, we get insurance man Terry Bates to join us for some senior status. And maybe a millennial. We get Matt Besson and work him to death. We'll throw him to you. You're the center. You're the tall guy.
We can play a low post? Or
Who's the slowest? Is a guard the slowest or the forward? I think I'll be a guard because I'll be the slowest guy so I can kind of hang back.
Well, you're not in the starting lineup.
Well, Thank you for taking me this time.
We'll never win if you're
you
in the lineup.
You took me out of the game.
Well, of course, I have to. I'm the center.
And Matt's got some link there. By the way, the Dodgers, give them the update on how many injuries for the Dodgers.
There's 37 more people joining the buffet out there in Arizona. I got to get out there. I understand they're giving away guacamole and chips like no one's business.
We can get some good interviews with the injured Dodgers. Pearl Andre Ethier, he's out for like 13 weeks now with a broken leg.
Yes. Yeah, that's how it happened. And that's a legitimate deal. I mean, your leg's broken, you're broken. He did it by hitting a ball off of it.
Yeah.
But the other injuries, my back hurts, my stomach hurts, my neck hurts when I twist it this way. And what have you been doing for 5 months? What have they been doing to prepare them? Are you going to answer this question?
Yes.
What are they doing to prepare
themselves? They aren't.
What happened?
I don't know, but Clayton Kershaw is going to be the starter. And when I say he's the starter, he will be the only one on the field for the Dodgers.
They got one pitcher.
I hope his fastball is working.
They got one pitcher. That's all they have.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's DR SHEPS.com, 310-873-4422.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-704-6182, 800-704-6182.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts, and the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free. 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
I warned everybody. Welcome back here to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the very handsome, debonair football legend, acting legend, Fred Dreyer, who stretches all the time and just broke a chair in the studio. We're sitting here during the break, and I heard this snap, and I see Fred kind of rebound backwards. And then to add insult to injury, you got up and you actually just really smashed the back of the chair off so there's no way we can repair it.
I further break it so nobody will make the mistake
of
sitting in it.
That was Larry Elder's favorite chair that
Larry can stand.
It.
He can stand up and do the show.
He just smashed Larry Elder's chair. Yeah. And look at Paul Stern. He's the VP of operations running the board for us today, and he's just shaking his head. That is costly. That is going to now, there's a studio repair fixture there. It's terrible.
Yeah, I think Paul's been drinking, actually.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We have, I was with Fred at lunch today, and you told this story that we have to share to the audience. When you first started back in 1969 in football, you were signed by the New York Giants, and you played at the legendary old Yankee Stadium, which is also where the New York Giants played. And you talked about your first day there and then getting to know the people there. You got to tell our audience what it's like to be a youngster coming out, signed with up to join the bigs, and then going there for the first time.
Well, you're talking about Jimmy, the doorman.
Yeah, he was the doorman for many years,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, on the side, on the first base side, the Yankee side of the building of Yankee Stadium, there's a little slide door that leads out onto the street, which goes across to the parking lot where the players parked.
Oh, it says private entrance.
Yeah, and seeing as I really didn't have a car there, I used a subway, and I hitchhiked, and I did all these other things, you know.
You hitchhiked?
Yeah, I did.
You were the Giants, and you hitchhiked.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
I walked all over. It's 1969, brother.
Yeah, gotcha.
You can do anything you want.
Yeah, you're a youngster.
It was the age of Aquarius. So
you're in New York.
I'm in. Yeah. Well, of course.
Public transportation. Of course, you take it to the stadium.
So anyway, I hop off the. There was on 59th. I think it's 59th and 3rd.
Was that with the 59th Street bridges there?
It was a Horn and Hard Arts.
Well, you used my name there. What is it? Horn and what?
Horn and Hard Art, which is a restaurant.
Oh.
And very famous.
Yeah. My Uncle Horn was there.
Yeah, there were several of them around town. But I used to go there for breakfast and then walk downstairs and take the 3rd Avenue Lexington line out to the stadium.
Out to the Yankee Stadium.
And I'd get off and go down, and then it would drop you off on the left field side of the stadium. Then you have to walk around outside, come down the steps, and then walk around to the back of the left field, center field, right field, and then come down the side street to the door where the player's entrance was.
Yeah.
Well, in there is an old gentleman, Jimmy.
Jimmy, that was his name?
That's right. And he'd been there since the building was built, which was 1923.
The house that Ruth built? He was there during the baby?
Yeah. And so he was there. And because he'd been there, since 1923.
Wow.
And this is 1969.
Wow.
So, I'm 23 years of age.
Right.
In 1969. So I would come in and say hi to Jimmy, and he'd always be polite and say, hey, you want a Yoo-Hoo? Those chocolate drinks.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I'll have one of those. And so I'd open one, and I'd go down the corridor and into the Yankee dressing room and get ready for practice or whatever it was. So we did this back and forth, and as time would go on, I would stop and talk to him more and more and more.
So you kind of get in conversation.
Yeah. And so Jimmy's in there. He's sitting in there, and I would say, hey, I bet you've seen everybody come and go in this place. He said, how long have you been here? He says, I've been here when this place was built, 1923.
Wow.
And he says, well, it's 1969 now. You've been here that long? He says, yeah.
It's 46 years.
And I said, you were here. I said, this is the house that Ruth built. He said, that's right. And Babe was a very good friend of mine.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. He said
Babe
that?
Babe Ruth. And he named off everybody
really?
On that team. Mickey, Yogi Berra, everybody.
He talked
about Lou Gehrig. He talked about the Babe. He talked to everybody.
He knew all those Yankees.
Casey Stengel.
Everybody.
He knew everybody. They came right through that door, and he was.
Wow.
He would give them yahoos and yehoos, and he would give them sodas, and he would talk with them, and he was just the most pleasant man you could ever imagine. And as time would go on, I'd go back, and every morning I'd come through that door. And so we got talking one day, and
so you started to hang out with him.
Well, I would. I get there early sometimes, and I'd hang out there in a half hour, 20 minutes or so, and shoot the breeze with Jimmy, and he would eventually tell me stories,
How old of a gentleman was he?
He was 85 in 1969.
Okay, 85 in 1969.
He was loading cannonballs, you know, when he was a sprout, you know, I'm sure, you know, in Pittsburgh someplace.
Yeah.
You know. So he was there, and we would talk about a lot of stuff, and I said, who was your favorite of all? Who's your favorite?
Great question.
Who's your favorite Yankee?
Great question.
He said, oh, the Babe.
Really? Said, no, without hesitation.
He said, oh, the Babe. He said, the Babe would come in here, and he would hang out, and he would sit down. He'd have a cigar, and he's puffing away, and the kids would come up to the door, and they would clamor. And says, you know, I had left the door open, you know, because of smoke, but I left the door open, and all the kids would come up to the door, and they'd see Babe in there, and they'd say, Mr. Ruth, could we have your autograph? He goes, sure enough. Yeah, okay. So he'd get up, and he'd walk over to the door.
Yep.
And he says he'd stand inside the doorway, and he'd take shirts and hats and pieces of paper and the tiniest pieces of paper, and he'd sit there very patiently and sign his name.
Babe would sign for all these?
Babe Ruth. And he said this must have been 30 or 40 kids.
Yeah.
Right. And, of course, you know, he would sit there drinking Yoo-Hoos with the guy.
So Babe, you know, the chocolate
drinks?
Yeah, New York things. So Babe would drink Yoo-Hoo.
And you can still buy them.
While he's smoking a cigarette and he's
1923, drinking 1923. So here it is, 1969. I said, how long has it been making this drink? He said, well, the Babe has been doing it. It's 1923. So the Yoo-Hoos, chocolate drinks. He had to shake them up because all the stuff settled at the bottom.
Exactly.
You know, so we had one of those Coke machines that had four or five. We had orange root beer. We had chocolate milk,
Yoo-Hoo.
Which was a Yoo-Hoo.
Yeah.
And so I get the Yoo-Hoos and I'd shake it up and pop it open. And then, of course, our clubhouse man would always come around and say, hey, don't you owe me something? He'd say,
is that the way he talked?
Yeah. He'd say, hey, you got to sign the footballs. Because you had to sign the footballs when you come to practice.
Why?
They were autographed footballs. You had to sign all these footballs.
So they could sell them.
Because they could sell them.
I got it.
You know, and
don't you owe me something?
Yeah.
Is that what the
year? Yeah. Dave, don't you? You got to see me, don't you? He always called it see me. Hey, you got to see me, don't you? Don't you have to see me a little bit over the dryer? Don't you have to see me? I said, what do I owe you? He goes, you owe me like $7. You owe me $7 for the Yahoos and the Yoo-Hoos.
The Yoo-Hoos.
And the orange. You had a Nesbitt. You had a Nesbitt orange the other day. I saw it in your locker room there.
So you would try to, as a youngster.
I didn't try to cheat anybody.
Oh, I see, but you just forgot.
No, I didn't try. I just was going along. I said, oh, hey,
what
it's
was
great.
This guy's name?
I said, Giants are buying me a soda. And that was the furthest thing they could be.
No, they charge you.
No, they charge you.
I'm sure they still do that in the NFL today.
Was this guy's name Jimmy as well?
It could have been.
It could have been. Everybody's a Jimmy.
Anyway, Jimmy in the front, though, he would be the guy that.
The Jimmy in the front,
85
he had his little stash of the same drinks.
Yeah.
You know, and he would share them.
Yeah.
And then he would give them out. And so he always asked me, we want a Yoo-Hoo. Babe loved these Yoo-Hoos. I said, give me what the Babe had. Give me one of those.
That's how you got
it? He popped it open for me, you know. And then every once in a while you forget to shake it. But it was great. Yeah. But every
did you
once
put your
in a while,
hand over.
Yes,
that?
Exactly. Put your thumb in it. You put your thumb in it.
And shake it.
And it wasn't.
You do that with your Nesbitt, you might have an accident.
Well, it's like champagne. It's like orange champagne.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah, which was the champagne of baseball?
It was.
Orange Nesbitt. So he's telling me that Babe's signing this, and he's drinking a Yoo-Hoo, and sometimes he'd give the kids a Yoo-Hoo and then all this stuff. He said he was the greatest guy in the world, and then he would come over, and sometimes he would just sit. I said, yeah, the place wasn't very big inside.
Small place.
Had a little, counter, and then a couple of folding chairs, and then he had his chair. And then over against the wall was this chair. It was a stool. It looked like a stool to me. And it had the back. It was a chair, but the back had been sawed off.
Just like the chair you broke here in the studio.
Exactly.
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 Right? Am I right?
It was the same chair, actually.
Chair? Somebody broke the back.
No, it was the same chair.
Sawed it
off. Oh, you're so prescient.
This just happened today.
Yeah.
Save that chair. Don't throw it out.
So up against the wall is this old chair.
Yeah.
With the back cut off.
Yep.
It's now kind of like a bench stool.
A stool, yeah.
I'm looking at it, and I said, would he sit there? He said, that was his seat. That was the Babe's seat.
Did it have like a covering on it, like a cushion?
So I'm looking at it. I walk over to it, and it's got a like a cushion underneath it, but it's covered with kind of like an old floral pattern. And this was an old piece of material that was sitting over there, and it was indented.
The cushion on the top.
It was all indented. And I
from
said,
somebody
I
sitting
said,
on
I said,
it.
What, I said, what is this? And he says, that's where the babe sat.
Wow.
I said, have you sat there? He goes, oh, no, I don't sit there.
So it was just said, like so a tribute
minute.
To the babe.
So wait a minute. This is 1969.
Right.
You know, babe's been dead for a while. And I said, so what is that babe's butt indentation? He said, yeah. And I said, hey, Jimmy, can I sit there? He thought for a minute and says, yeah, go ahead.
Wait a minute.
Listen to me. Yes. Listen to me when I tell you this.
Yeah.
I walk over and I look at it and I just slowly sit into it. And there was my butt cheeks meeting
your
the
glutes.
Babes.
Oh, my.
And it was, I fit right in there. And I said, I'm sitting right where the babe sat for all those years and all those decades ago. He says, yeah. He says, that's right, Mr. Dreyer. And he says, the babe loved that chair. He'd sit there, and he'd sit there and talk to me. And then he'd get up and go hit like four home runs.
So you sat in the babe's chair.
Indeed, I did.
What a great story. Well, it was fabulous. And the Yoo-Hoos?
It was wonderful. The Yoo-Hoos and the stories and the reflections of Yankees past. He had great Mickey stories. You know, he said, when you get out there, I told him a story. I said, you know, when I first got here, when I first signed with the Giants, I flew in. It was a drizzly day. And I was down at 10 Columbus Circle
right.
at the office. And they said, would you like to go out to the stadium? I said, yeah, I want to go out there. And so they took me out there. And so I drove, we drove out there,
yep.
And they got out, and I can't tell you, the first time I saw Yankee Stadium, it was like this, it was like seeing the Coliseum in Rome, you know?
Well,
it
of
was
course,
the edifice,
I would think that.
The edifice that was looming, this gray block of it looked like every level had windows in it, you know? It had different texture on the outside of the building. It was gray in a gray day.
Yeah.
And so I walk in and go into the Yankee Stadium, go into the locker room, and you know the Yankee baseball team and the Giants had the same locker room.
Right.
My locker mate was Mel Stottlemyre. We shared the same locker.
Wow.
So I'm going out there and I put my stuff on and I go down into the dugout, up on the dugout, and I wait for a moment and I take a look at that image of walking out of the dugout and I sprint. From the dugout out into center field.
Like you're taking the field.
And I go right toward the grate that Mickey Mantle stepped in.
It's still there?
And it was still there. They never fixed it.
Unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. I looked, I said, this is really great for me to see the actual place where he stepped in and tore his knee up. But why didn't they fix it?
Unbelievable. Great stories from Fred Dreyer, Yankee Stadium. We'll continue with the sports show. Don't go wandering off.
This is Larry Elder with the tip to improve your life. Start breathing cleaner air. Pollutants in the air you breathe in your home can cause illness, allergy attacks, breathing problems, and more. Plus, if you have a child, aging adult, or an asthma sufferer in your home, you need the Silent Air Cleaner. We spend over 7 hours a day in our bedrooms, so why not breathe really pure air? Get the Silent Night Air Cleaner today. Get rid of pollen, dust, dust mites, pet dander, mold, spores, and more. Make the air in your home ultra pure with the Silent Night Air Cleaner's new Zeppa filtration system. It is clean air and it's quiet. The Silent Night Air Cleaner. Call now and get your unit today. Call 855-855-4455. That's 855-855-4455. Call right now. 855-855-4455. Take care of the people you love. Take care of yourself. Get the Silent Night Air Cleaner. 855-855-4455.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now
very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-471-5173, 800-471-5173.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Welcome back to the show, folks, our last segment. And with us here in studio is our good friend Paul Stern. Paul.
Hey,
welcome to the sports show with Fred Dreyer.
Yeah, where's your alpaca sweater? You're supposed to dress up when you come in here.
I should do that. Unfortunately, I was out kind of mowing the lawn, doing some yard work.
Well, did you have the blower going?
I did have the blower going. We were doing a lot of blowing. Because
Paul and
windy.
Fred are neighbors. They live near each other in real life. And so you've watched them with the weed blower?
Yeah, I drive by really fast. And when I go by, the scatters all the leaves.
So he's one of the guys that blows them into the street.
Yeah, he blows them everywhere.
Yeah, my neighbor hates that if I do that. I got to actually rake my leaves up. Do you do a lot of yard work? Fred and Paul Stern
get together? Paul drives by my house and sees me in my garage smoking and just keeps going. Don't you, Paul?
I do. You sit at the desk and you're doing your kind of your thing.
Well, hold on. Wait. Stop there.
I'm doing my
own. Most people have cars in their garage. Fred has a desk in his garage.
I have a table and a chair.
What kind of chair? Easy chair?
It's a gardening chair.
Gardening chair?
Yeah. It's a patio chair.
Patio chair. And what kind of desk is it, Paul?
Well, no, it's not a desk. It's a table. It's a small table.
It faces west.
And so what do you
do
there?
No, it's a small table.
But what do you do there?
I smoke my cigars and wait for my underwear to dry.
this is when you do laundry?
Yeah, I do my laundry. And then the neighbor, the mailman comes by. Alonzo, a mailman comes by, or my neighbor comes by with the dog, or and when that dog comes by, then Frank next door goes off.
Frank the dog next door.
He senses another dog, and of course they go completely crazy. There's no getting around it. They lose it when another dog comes out because they know he's out there with me having fun, and he's back over here behind a fence.
Will you two get together and meet this week at one of your two houses and then have a report for us on the show?
No, that's not going to happen.
We haven't done it yet.
Okay. That's not going to happen.
If you miss anything, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer. He's on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And, of course, you can email him, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Join us every week at this time. I'm Michael Horn. Final words. Thank you, Paul, for coming by from Fred Dreyer.
We're here for you, folks, always, just like we are for you, Paul. And we'll see you all next time.
You can say a little bit more time.
That's about it.
Don't you want to say goodbye? Paul, would you say goodbye?
Go ahead.
I will go ahead and say goodbye to everybody.
That's good.
Get those leaves off the street. I'll be coming by in about another hour.